The following program is the final act of a three-part episode of Rooner Live. It contains material that may not be suitable for all audiences and or spaces. Listener discretion is advised. I'm not even gonna listen to whatever the hell is on the other side here. Oh, Christ, I'm so tired. Where did I leave off? Oh yeah. The kid. It's the guy that's been lingering around the station that I told you about. Okay, kid, who are you? How did you get in here? And what do you want?
Isn't it obvious? I'm here to make sure the word of God doesn't skip over this country.
Dennis, go get security.
My child, you are unwell. Come here. Come here. No one is going to forget today, but that is not God's word. That is a very sick man's word. Now please, come down. You are quite unwell. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, man. I hate to break it to you, but...
Silence, you miserable heretics!
He's got a gun!
Not for long. Got you, you little prick. Where'd he go?
Come on, Yumiko. We have to go.
But Rooner and...
They'll be fine.
Rune, are you okay?
Could be better.
Don't you see this was part of the plan all along? God wills this.
The implant that controls his camo is a botch job. He's glitching out.
Let us be one with the Lord Almighty!
We need to prioritize evacuation. Chris, Matt, help everybody get to safety now!
Ah, son of a bitch!
They're in trouble!
Oh, fuck!
Karin!
Are you okay?
I'm just fucking dandy.
That was a really stupid question, Chris. You should feel bad for that one.
Help! Someone help me!
Yumiko? Now that I could see the kid better in the light, I was able to make out what he looked like. And sure enough, same kid, same outfit. The reason I'm calling him a kid is because he looked like he was at the absolute most 21. I mean, this kid looked young. But he looked a lot like a friend of mine from back home. Back in my first life. Same curly hair, bags under the eyes. Though his were by far worse. I mean, he looked feral. And he acted like it, too. Are you having some late-night zoomies? Huh? I know. I'll go to bed soon. I just gotta finish this first, okay? The kid took Yumiko hostage. He's got Yumiko.
I gotta say, it takes some balls to put everyone in danger to fight off a guy with a gun. I could have pulled the trigger and killed one of your coworkers, but you went after me anyway. You a militia vet or something?
If you let Yumiko go, I'll entertain you with some of my stories. You can make the judgment call yourself.
What's going on?
Don't worry, Yumiko. I know he smells terrible, but we'll get you out of his hands in a minute.
Shut your mouth, heretic, or I'll blow its brains out!
Put the gun down, man!
He won't pull the trigger. He was shooting in the air, and that other bullet that hit Karin was just a ricochet.
Please don't taunt the guy with a gun!
Just hold still, Yumiko. His grip will get worse if you try to fight him.
How can I fight what I can't even see?
What does she mean, Rue? What is she talking about?
How come Yumiko?
He's using a bootleg E-17 model. So he's got the camo, which he's using probably because we're near the window wall and in the range of various security cameras, but it also has some optic capabilities. If anybody has a neuro implant, they can't see him whenever he goes invisible. What is your goal here, kid? If you really believe this God's message, why aren't you just ending yourself like that television terrorist did?
Oh, my end is right around the corner, but I'm not going down without taking an android with me.
Wait, Yumiko is a...
Ending the life of another is against your own doctrine.
Not when they are abominations of mankind's creation. The fact that you all treat these machines as though they have a soul is a sin, and you all deserve to be punished for it. Look at it! It's crying to appeal to your feelings! Do you know what else does that? Demons!
So do idiotic terrorists who are backed into a corner.
Terrorists? You don't even know the definition! God and his people will be the ones laughing at the horrible sins you've committed as you rot in hell! Now come on, android! We're going to the roof, and you better stay where you stand, heretic!
Hang tight, Yumiko! We'll get you out of this!
Not on your life.
Runner!
Hang on, Yumiko.
What do we do now?
You two get Karin to the crowd downstairs. There's bound to be someone down there that can do some proper first aid considering how close we are to the hospital, or at least a decent tourniquet.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I'm going after her.
Unarmed?
Don't worry about me. Just hurry up and get Karin downstairs. I might need reinforcements, so the quicker you do it, the safer I'll be.
Rue, wait!
Shut the fuck up, Matt. You have shit to do. Hurry up!
She'll be fine. Remember, she's not what she seems either.
I made the decision to take the stairs as I assume the kid pressed all the buttons to make the elevator stop at every floor. Time was precious. I ran down the stairs over to the other side of the building, past the construction of the skywalk, and ripped open the door. I wasn't worried about him killing Yumiko, because people like that need a witness to their divine sacrifice.
15 floors. Oh, shit. Here we go.
As I started running up the stairs from the ground to the 15th floor, I heard the sounds of other gunshots and screaming from the city below. I would glance out the stairwell windows as I ran up. They were small, but I could still get a view of what was going on. Chaos had erupted in the streets, but it wasn't people killing each other. It was people killing themselves. Inside, I can only imagine how amplified it was down in Florida. The screams were from people watching as one by one fellow citizens were blowing their brains out on the pavement, walking into traffic or slicing their arms open with whatever metal they could find. Around the 8th floor stairwell window, I saw a woman struggle to restrain a man who was slamming his head into the sidewalk over and over again. And of course, there were the psychopaths out there that just wanted to take their automatic weapons for a spin. We had a whole war that still hadn't changed either. I finally reached the 15th floor, but I saw that the door had been bent in such a way to where it was going to be a struggle to get it open. And beyond that, I could see a barrier that was haphazardly set up using a bunch of old construction net and plywood. I was able to use a small knife to cut through the net, but it took ramming my entire body into the door several times before I could get it open enough just to try to squeeze through. And during that time, I was witnessing the kid beat the shit out of Yumiko, and it looked like he had been at it for a while.
Open! Come on!
You're nothing more than a human's recycled trash! Look at you! Pretending to vomit up blood like a human? How does that petrol taste, Frankenbot? You're nothing more than a glorified sex doll with a day job! An abomination before God!
Warning. Damage to several areas of vessel. Right arm and right leg heavily damaged. Please seek out repairs immediately.
Enough!
Target acquired.
Well, well, you're quick on your feet.
You little piece of shit. Do you like beating up people that can't see you? Do you go after blind people, too?
You know, I just don't get you android sympathizers. You clearly know that treating them as equals is to defy God, and yet you lie to yourselves and say that they're just like you. And this one? This one is the worst of them all!
I don't think you understand a thing about android production, which isn't all that surprising.
Don't need to! They're an abomination! That's it! And anyone who stands by them will never live to see the kingdom of heaven!
What are you doing?
Up! Up! Onto the ledge!
No! I won't! I won't!
You dare defy me, android? Get over here!
I'm not ready to die.
You androids are a real riot, using human words to describe your own existence as though it actually matters!
Let her go!
Safety disabled.
Wow, finger mods with a 22mm mechanism. How old school. You think that little bullet's gonna stop me? It probably won't even hit me with how windy it is.
Do you think I'd be using this if I hadn't already taken that into consideration?
You shoot me and the android gets it!
Shit. Hate to break it to you, kid, but that means you're gonna rot in hell like the rest of us heretics.
I told you, androids are abominations and are man's creation, not God's!
But modified humans still count, right?
Well, duh!
Then get ready to go to hell with the rest of us, sunshine.
What do you mean?
You really screwed up that surgery job, didn't you? Well, I mean, it's obvious you did. I can smell it from over here. There's a reason why mods are supposed to be installed by a surgeon. If you would have had your implant properly inserted, then you'd be able to use all three functions properly. The E-17 model was originally made for soldiers. It has two types of camo and one type of infrared lens. The E-17 models are banned by the Geneva Convention, hence why they're not being made or supported anymore. That secondary camouflage that you used to get away from me back in the break room is the main reason it was banned. You obviously focused on the neuron-based camouflage first, since most people in the world now have some kind of neuromod. But you're pretty fucking stupid, so I'm sure you just forgot about the fact that second gens can't have neuroimplants. Now let's talk about the infrared option. Yeah, you were able to use it to find out where everyone was in the building, but my guess is that you barely had a grip on that, which is why you stalked around the building for so long these last couple of months. Guess and check, right? Hence the nasty infection. You kept putting your fingers in there so that way you could adjust it.
You saw me?
Clear as day. And so did Dennis. You stuck out like a sore thumb and showed up on film cameras without any issue.
Film?
Polaroid photos never go out of style, kid. In fact, we've had your picture hanging in the security room for weeks now. But if you really want a shocker, how about trying that infra lens out on Yumiko now that she's so close to you?
You think that's gonna work with me? I know what I see!
And what do you see?
Cheap tin can bones and a bunch of nanocircuits and gasoline!
Either you flip your switch or my bullet will flip it for you. Go on. Flip the switch. Look at Yumiko, and then look me dead in the eyes and tell me that again.
I'm the one calling the shots here!
And that means you have nothing to lose. Flip the switch, kid. What does your infected magic hate ball see now?
It can't be. It's... she's...
a synthetic.
No way!
Yep. Yumiko is the Psycho Corps' first ever synthetic. Her exoskeleton is military-grade materials, and her skin is made of some of the best synthetic flesh on the market. But all of her organs, including her brain and her nervous system, and most importantly, her heart, are all human.
She can't be.
You're right. They made her to look as human as possible. Because she is human, dumbass.
No. No, no, no. Jones said this was a state-of-the-art easy install implant.
Yeah, 5 generations ago. Also, mods are never easy, kid. Didn't you pay attention in school? The only reason it works at all is because it uses the same type of receptor that your cochlear implant used before you ripped it out.
He's deaf?
Yeah, and it's the only reason that that mod works at all considering how badly he installed it. E17 models rely heavily on the same type of internal component and the same electrodes as a cochlear implant, except the electrodes are in the brain and not the ear. One of the many reasons it's not functioning properly is because the kid probably drilled his own skull with a rusted old Dremel and jabbed it in wherever he could as long as the area was approximate.
Safety on.
Now let's talk about who you really are.
Stay back!
Nobody is born with this much hate in their heart unless their brain is warped from birth. Given how old your cochlear implants are, and yeah, I know you have too. I'd say you probably lost your hearing not too long ago and you weren't actually born deaf. Your parents got you the implants so that you could continue being a normal person, but something went wrong and your brain decided that you were destined for another path.
You're wrong!
You've obviously been on your own for at least 3 years. I know the eyes of a troubled child when I see them, even if they're in the skull of an adult. It's so unfortunate when someone suffers because of malpractice. A doctor failed you once, and now you take out your anger on the rest of the world.
Shut up! You don't know me!
Werner, stop. He's mod sick. He isn't in his right mind.
It was never about faith in God. You're just another kid who was screwed over by grown-ups and forced to live with the consequences. Some preacher with a complex told you what they felt that you needed to hear, and you ate it up, along with those amphetamine capsules meant to keep you happy and compliant until you lost your mind completely or died from serotonin sickness. Whichever came first.
They weren't amphetamine pills!
They were 3 times the dose of the highest prescription of Adderall on the market, which is completely illegal. You turned to meth after the preacher was busted. I remember that bust. Pretty bad. Lost your supplier and your religion, Daddy. You had no idea what to do. And speaking of that, you must have been hard at work praying to get those infectious scabs on your knees.
I don't have to hear this! I'm a soldier of God and you're nothing more than Herod's... ex!
A police helicopter! We're saved!
I don't think so, Yumiko. There's a body hanging from the cockpit. The pilot must have been one of them. Get down! Ah!
Renner! Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you all okay? Everyone accounted for.
Yeah, we're all okay. Oh my god, it took out the east wing.
It took out half the floors on the other side of the building.
The way the propeller hit the concrete, it must have bounced the thing.
Runar, look!
It's a sign! A sign from God!
No way! He's not seriously gonna go out like that, is he?
Runar, no!
Get back here!
Now is the end! Here I come, God!
I've seen a lot of awful things in my life, especially towards the end of the war. But seeing someone who had his whole life ahead of him run headfirst into helicopter blades to escape responsibility, that was never one of them. And neither was getting pelted in the face by human meat chunks. It was impossible to feel bad for the kid, though, considering the condition Yumiko was in. But now that I'm home, I feel like how he turned out wasn't entirely his fault. No matter how much society progresses, there will always be cults and extreme religious beliefs run by people with God complexes that prey on the weak while demanding prayer and payment. When our education system removes critical thinking exercises and controversial reading materials in favor of smiley, happy things and false recollections of historical events by people with these complexes, our children suffer and end up falling into the hands of anyone with a booming voice and social personality, whether it be a platform, podium, or pulpit. Karin's husband was able to get her to the hospital, as he wasn't too far when all of this madness started. Dennis took Yumiko home and filed a report with the Psycho Corps, since Yumiko's penthouse still had internet. I'm surprised their servers were still up given all that had happened. I'm also surprised that the Psycho Corps set up a soon-to-be-cycled-out idol with a penthouse, like, damn. Hopefully when the time comes, it'll be paid off and be a nice parting gift. But given what that company did to us during the war and everything that happened with the Serenity 7, I'm not optimistic. I guess it's time for bed then. I know. I'm so tired of these sirens. Where are my headphones? All right, everybody, mind your positions. Come on. I'm gonna have to sleep with music on. Not even the headphones can block this out. Okay, I need to find my place. Yes, perfect.
Thank you. ready to go back to work at all.
I'm not. I really enjoyed having that paid month off.
Did you do anything fun?
Well, I got fucked up almost every night for the first week.
I can't blame you, but let's not talk about it on the program today, okay?
And you? You do anything fun? Or more importantly, how are you healing up?
Tip-top shape. Well, one of my ribs is broken, but the doctor said I'm on the mend.
Wait, so some of your bones are real?
Yeah, most of my rib cage is completely intact, but yeah. I mean, it's all still under the exoskeleton, technically, but it's a whole thing. We'll talk about it another day. How's that sound?
Only if you want to. I don't really care, as long as you're feeling better. Guess we better go clock in and get ready.
Yep. Listeners are waiting.
Run in place for an entire track, you were sweating and some of your sweat got on the table.
Oh yeah, I forgot the tint.
I wish I could tint my sweat a cool color. That'd be awesome.
Thank you for keeping that secret as long as you did.
What your body is made up of is nobody's business. There's no reason for me to go around telling people. What under wraps?
The fact that... Oh! I get it.
Yeah, you do. Well, let's get some coffee and get back to work.
Showtime. You ready?